Hello, Inga's Nation. Welcome to the CrossFit Inga's podcast. Our podcast is aimed at highlighting the benefits of CrossFit, the value of a healthy lifestyle through exercise and nutrition, and promoting the Inga's Nation. Here are your hosts, Renee Grady and Andrew Perpich.
Hello, Renee.
Hello, Andrew, and hello, Inga's Nation. This is episode 42 of the CrossFit Inga's podcast. And today, our episode is, or our first episode of Outside of the Box.
Which is a new segment.
New segment with Amy Mello Panucci of Love Sunday Photography.
Yep.
So what is Outside of the Box?
So the idea is, we discussed this on our last podcast. Mm-hmm. We want to get out into the community a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So the idea is we're going to profile kind of local businesses and other entrepreneurs in the community to tell their stories.
Yeah.
And the first episode is with Amy.
Cool. Which was previously recorded, so we'll get to that in a moment. But first, what are we going to go through?
We're gonna go through the results from the six-week nutrition challenge that just wrapped up.
That's right.
And I don't know the results.
No, you don't.
So I'm gonna be surprised.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you are. Okay, so we are going to highlight everyone because everyone did such a great job. So really congratulations to everyone for all their hard work over the course of 6 weeks. So what I wanted to start with was the totals of all of our participants, their losses as a total. So
before we get into this,
yeah,
I would like to shout out you and Kate for all the work that you guys have done in this challenge.
Thank you.
I think it was really successful and you guys put a lot of work into it.
I think so.
So
too.
Big shout out to both of you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate
You're
that.
You're welcome. All right, on with the results.
Okay. On with the results. Enough about me. All right. So these are the total for all of our participants. So body fat percentage loss was 53.7%. Total body fat in pounds mm-hmm. was 155.2. Mm-hmm. And total inches lost was 44.
So that's the 155 pounds of not weight.
That's not weight.
Body fat.
That is body fat.
That's amazing.
It's a lot of fat.
And we had, there was how many participants?
Was there 20?
22 that finished.
22 that finished.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
Really good.
Yeah. So really, congratulations to everybody who participated.
Okay.
Okay. So just highlighting a few people, or really everybody, want to give a little shout out to Kate and Tantman, who both lost around 4.5 inches. Sybil, who, she was really funny throughout this challenge. On the last day, she was like, I'm ready to eat apple pie. I'm like, Sybil, have you learned nothing? She's like, no, I have, but I just want to have some apple pie. But she lost 8 inches and she gained skeletal muscle mass.
Nice.
Shelby and Tiffany, they both gained 2 pounds of muscle and Tiffany lost 7.3 pounds of body fat.
I saw Tiffany the other day. She was super happy with
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, everybody did so awesome with this. So Trish, Amy, and Jeremy, they all lost around 4 to 5 pounds of body fat and they all gained muscle, right? Which is so cool, right? Like we want to lose body fat, right? If that's the goal, but to be able to gain muscle too.
At the same time.
Yeah, at the same time.
That's impressive.
Shelly, she lost 11 pounds of body fat.
Wow.
And she lost 13 inches.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome. Such good stuff. Chris Tremont, Raina, and Destiny, they each lost about 8 to 9 pounds of body fat. Nicole Muscarella and Grace, who are both current nutrition clients for Kate and myself, they each lost about 6 pounds of body fat.
Nice.
Ivy Mello, she maintained her weight but lost 5 pounds of body fat, and she gained 3 pounds of skeletal muscle mass.
See, and this is a great example of why the scale can be so misleading.
100%.
Because her weight didn't change, but she lost body fat and gained muscle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you'd never know that unless you were doing something like the inbody.
Right, exactly. And that was one of the things, too, we were trying to stress to our participants that, you know, try to stay off the scale during this challenge,
yeah.
Right? Because it's not going to give you your true results.
Yeah.
Right? And then that can just get into your head.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you ready for our top three?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So we're going 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Yes. So,
and we should also mention that these were, we did this as partner.
Right.
Right. So the 3-2-1 are the teams, the partners.
Yes, they are. So starting with third place.
Okay.
Our third place winners go, thank you, go to Scott and Heather. Awesome work, guys. So we'll start with Scott. He lost 25.5 pounds of body fat.
Wow.
And he lost 10.5 inches.
Nice job, Scott.
Awesome. Heather lost 7.3 pounds of body fat, and she gained about 1.1 pounds of skeletal muscle mass.
Nice.
And they had their points total was 471.
Do you know what the total number of points is?
No.
No. Okay.
Like for everyone?
Like what the max number you could get.
Oh, no. Sorry.
No, forget that I asked. 471. Good job,
471,
guys.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Second place. Drum roll, please. We have Michelle and Amanda. So Michelle lost a total of 18 pounds, 15.1 pounds of body fat.
Oh.
And Amanda lost 4.1% body fat, 10.7 pounds of body fat, and 10.5 inches, giving them 497 points.
Awesome. And Michelle is, she's not a member here.
Not a member. She's a friend of Amanda's.
Yeah. So she came in as kind of, you know, from the outside. So
right.
Congrats to her.
Which can be challenging, right? But no, awesome job, both of you. Okay, first place.
But process of elimination, they maybe have figured this out already.
maybe. I know how they're going to be really, really excited. But drum roll, please. With a total of 503 points, Cassie and Rebecca.
Nice job, guys.
Very good work. Really, really, really good work. Everybody, really. But awesome job. So Cassie lost 4.5% body fat and 7.7 pounds of body fat, and along with that, 10 inches.
Yeah.
Rebecca, she lost 5.2% body fat, 10.4 pounds of body fat, and she gained 1.6 pounds of skeletal muscle mass, as well as losing 12 inches.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really good job.
Really, really awesome. And, you know, everyone did such a really, really great job, and everybody is a winner in this. So congratulations to everyone.
It must have been hard to pick between those top three, because all of those are phenomenal results.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. It was challenging. But, you know, everybody worked so hard, and, you know, you put the effort in, and you saw the results.
And hopefully, you know, everyone that did this will take something away from it that they can continue on and keep those habits going, and hopefully they've gained some value out of this.
Yep, totally.
Great.
Good stuff. Great job, everybody.
Yeah. That's a wrap on the...
The six-week nutrition challenge.
Yeah. Congrats to everyone who did it, and everyone who stuck all the way with it and really did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, good work.
Okay. So we're going to lead into the interview.
Yes.
Which we'll have to figure out how to do that
on the
back end. This is going to transition beautifully into an interview with Amy Mello Panucci of Love Sunday Photo.
That's right.
Okay. So this is our new segment.
Right.
Yep. Which I wanted to, so actually, we need to figure out what we're calling this. I had a couple ideas.
Okay.
You're creative, right?
Somewhat. Not really.
You were the creative focus.
I'm no longer that.
All right, so I'll throw out the ideas.
You can call it Fridays and Friends. Fridays with Friends.
But then it would always have to be on a Friday.
Oh, it's not.
What if it's not on a Friday?
Oh, then you can't have it.
So my two ideas were outside of the box.
Ooh, I like that.
Clever.
Or beyond the barbell.
Ooh, both clever.
I like outside the box, because that's already an expression. You know, like thinking outside the box.
I second that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So welcome to our new segment, Outside the Box.
Outside of the Box.
We just figured out the name. That's good. Step one done.
Thanks, Amy.
Hey, thanks.
So Amy, the first guest on Outside the Box, welcome.
Thank you.
So the idea with this was we wanted to interview some local businesses and entrepreneurs and get outside into the community a little bit and expand our reach outside of the gym, outside the box.
Outside of the box.
So you were a...
very far outside the box. Yeah.
Well, you were an actual first guest because you're a member here. You own a local business, and it's an easy way to kind of step into this new podcast theme for us.
Cool. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Your second time podcast...
I am. That makes me feel super special.
The first time, second timer.
Aside from Kate.
Yes. But she's as a guest.
She doesn't count.
she's an owner. She's an owner. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Ed Duffy's going to be so jealous.
I know. Yeah. But he's on it every week anyway.
Oh, that's true.
Voice
yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. So we've had you on before, kind of as an athlete, a member of the gym. Right. So now we're going to kind of focus more on your business. So. Tell us a little about yourself, your business, who you are, what you do.
Well, my name is Amy. It's a little bit about myself. I am a photographer, mostly weddings. Also do some women's empowerment, boho boudoir, kind of whatever you really want to call it, portraits. And yeah. I'm usually at the 3:30, 4:30 class. I'm married to Renee's brother recently. I guess 2 years. 2 years now. So not that recent. But we live right around the corner and that's that. Sorry.
No, that's great.
How did you get into photography?
I got into photography. It was actually thanks in part to Seth. Again, Renee's brother. But I...
Your husband.
My husband. way before we were even, like, remotely dating or anything like that, we were just really good friends. And he's very business-minded, and I had been taking photos kind of for friends. And at that time, I was kind of living in Boston, but also here. So I was driving back and forth a lot. And he was like, you have to just start doing this as a business. And I was like... No one's going to pay me to take their picture. And he's like, no, do it. Like, people are asking you. You need to, like, turn this into, you know. He thought I was very fortunate to have found some kind of, like, passion or path. And so he thought it was a really good idea to try to make something of it. So eventually, very slowly, I did. And I didn't really know what I wanted to do in the beginnings. And then I actually did not want to do weddings at all. I thought I would hate them. So I avoided them until I kind of got talked into one. And, yeah, then I kind of fell in love with it. It was totally different than I thought it would be. And I loved photographing weddings. So from that point on, I kind of focused mainly on only that.
When you first came to Inga's, did you have the business, the photography business already?
I think I was doing it. Kind of on the side. No, I couldn't have been. Well, my first wedding was Bethany and Steve's. So obviously I knew them from Inga's. But I was taking pictures at the gym. So I must have been doing it like kind of hobbyish.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably more like family stuff.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. Yeah.
How long were you doing it? How long were you working at Go Fish and taking photos until you decided... I'm going to do this full-time.
I was working at Go Fish and working for Ivy.
Oh, yeah.
And I was doing smaller photo sessions and stuff. I did that for probably maybe 2 years or mm-hmm. so. But what was really cool is I had quit Ivy's. Sorry, I love you, Ivy, but I'm not, should not be in the food industry. working at Ivy's is what made me thought I would hate photographing weddings. Because I worked catered for her a couple times, and I was terrible. I was like, weddings are awful. They're so stressful. It's so, I hated it. So basically, I left Ivy's kind of as soon as I could support myself, just working at Go Fish and doing photography. And then I had my first wedding it was May 9th, 2015. And exactly 1 year to the date later, I had my very last shift at Go Fish. which is kind of weird. It just happened to work out that same day. But yeah, so then for a year I was kind of shooting, I would say, pretty full time and working in the restaurant. And then I was able to leave after that.
Was there a, like, what was the thing that made you decide that it was full-time was the right thing to do? Was there, like, a point where you were like, okay, this is it?
Yeah, I was just exhausted. Like, I was just so tired. But I kind of had in the back of my mind, like, you can always get a job in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, if this fails, if this doesn't work out, I can always, you know, get a job in a restaurant. And that at least took away the fear from me. I don't know if I had, like, a developed career, I would have felt as confident with that. But that is what I still tell people, even if they do something different. Like, pretty much anyone can get a job in a restaurant, you know? So even if you are in, you know, something that you've been doing for years, if it's not your passion and, you know, you found your passion, but you're worried about making ends meet or whatever it is, you can always pick up, even if you're doing both for a little bit. But there's always a way to kind of, to bring the money in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So now you've been actually in, you just had your anniversary of your studio space.
It did,
Your
yeah.
1 year anniversary.
Yep.
How
that
did
was a
that...
fun night, remember that?
Yes. We popped bottles
we
of
popped some champagne.
When she first moved in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Shelves were falling off the walls.
Yeah. They dressed up in all my clothes. We were with Ivy and they just...
Did you take pictures?
Oh, of course we did.
Yeah, pictures of that.
One picture was allowed.
Yeah,
was
ridiculous. You had a was it a blow up mattress or some sort of mattress just on the middle of the floor?
Yeah. The studio is sparse. Sparse furnishings in the beginning.
So, what was the driver to get the space?
So I wanted to get the space because I was doing. These babe, my babe festival portraits outside, and once the winter came, I was kind of like, well, I guess we're done now.
It's chilly.
But the demand was still there for people to do shoots, so I had been thinking about a studio for a while, and I also kind of wanted just a space to meet with clients and have something that felt like really me. So, you know, again, kind of like put fear aside, and someone actually told me he's pretty, like, well-known restaurant guy in the area, and we were talking one night, and I was saying I was afraid, and he just goes, whatever, you're young enough to fail. I was like, that's pretty true.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to retire anytime soon. Like, if this goes down, it goes down, whatever. So, yeah, again, just kind of putting fear aside for a little bit and took the leap, just hoping that I would book enough sessions and business would be busy enough to support it, and that has been.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And a year later, still going.
A year later, it's still there. I haven't burnt it down, which I stopped lighting candles because I couldn't handle the stress of worrying that I forgot to blow them out.
I'm sure your landlord would appreciate that.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't listen to this.
Well, and Annette is your neighbor.
Annette is my neighbor.
Yep. She works in an office, like, next door to you,
right? Next door. I walked in and, like, had walked by her office a couple times but had never, like, peeked in to say hi to my new neighbor. And then one time I looked outside of my door and she was looking outside of hers to see who the new person was. And we both just died. But yeah, I've had to call in a few favors for her.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, she watered my plants before I had the plant lady. She watered my plants a couple times and yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
So fun.
She's out of town right now, so
don't
be calling.
Try not to.
All right, so kind of take us through the different pillars of your business, right? You have a couple of different avenues that you touched on in the intro, wedding, lifestyle, the boudoir. Kind of take us through those and, like, how you kind of found your niche in those.
So, yes, weddings, I would say, is the primary part of my business. And, again, I really, really, really love weddings. I think I've been super fortunate to kind of attract clients that I'm on the same page with. I generally just have really awesome brides. Everyone always asks, like, oh, what's your worst bridezilla story? And I really don't have one. Like, I think I attract the type of people, mm-hmm. we just work together well. And that's awesome. It's like every time you're there, you just get to see, like, the most intimate moments of someone's life and the emotions. I think my favorite thing about photographing in general is photographing emotions. And you get so many of those on a wedding day, obviously. And again, I've been fortunate that my clients really let me into their worlds. So, like, I walk in and I don't feel like a stranger. They feel comfortable with me to, like, see them cry and introduce me to their family members. And, you know, I hug everyone and I cry when I leave. And
it's so special.
It is really special. I feel super fortunate to be doing that. So but I would say that's the primary part of my business. I also do what I call the Babe Festival, which is kind of started as boudoir, but has more turned into women's empowerment portraits. I just love being able to show women how beautiful they are. I love being able to, like, take women that are like, oh, I'm nervous, but I kind of want to do this, and proving to them that they're gorgeous and amazing, and people want to see them kind of show up in their own lives. And, yeah, everyone needs, like, photos of themselves, you know, to look back at one day and be like, look at my mom, she was such a badass, or like whatever it is.
Yeah. They're amazing.
Thanks.
It's so cool to see your posts.
Thanks.
You do such a good job.
Yeah.
Thanks. Those are really fun.
Yeah.
We have a blast with those. And then, yeah, I do some lifestyle stuff. That mainly happens to be usually like previous clients, either like a wedding, a couple that got married, is now having a baby, they want maternity or newborn shot.
Hold on, can we talk about your most recent one? Lifestyle?
The birth.
You did a birth.
I did a birth.
That one must have been a crazy experience.
Well, you know, right?
Well, yeah. But I mean, like...
Photographing
that.
Like, yeah, it was...
One of the most, probably intimate moments between a family. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I felt changed as a person, and I just photographed it when I left. Yeah. It was half like, wow, women are so freaking badass. Like, how does one human do that? And it was half like, I just really need to, like, constantly be a better person. Like, to deserve the experience that I just experienced. Like, the fact that someone let me into that. Like, I need to prove to the world, that I am a good person. And kind of keep trying
to. So cool. Those photos were so amazing.
Yeah. Like... That was a crazy experience. Super cool.
Sorry.
I'd do it again.
is that like your most memorable shoot, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It was so intense.
Life.
Oh my God. Life. Yeah. It's so weird that this, like, it just comes out looking like a baby. Like, you were just in there, like, walking around, like, full on baby. But yeah. It was awesome.
That's interesting because, like, most people don't experience that moment until you have a kid yourself.
Yeah, right?
And now you've experienced it.
Yeah.
From behind the lens.
Yep. Even, like, moms that I've talked to were like, I don't know what that looks like. Like, I didn't, you know, see it. Obviously, you don't see it happening.
You're too busy being in pain.
Right. Or, like, even, you know, you don't remember those moments. They just go by so fast. Yeah. And, yeah. So, no, that was awesome. Definitely cool.
So, circling back to the Babe Festival, so talk about the link between the Babe Festival and Safe Futures.
Yeah, so Safe Futures is the Connecticut Coalition Against Domestic Violence. It's a place out of New London. They're an amazing organization. They, again, you know, kind of provide all different levels of care for victims of domestic violence. Now they even take in pets, which I think is super cool. So a lot of times, like, people won't leave a situation because they're worried about their pets. Now pets are welcome at one of their facilities. But they care for, you know, the men or the women that's going through it and their children. And then they do a lot in the community. But so basically I was in an abusive marriage for about 6 years, and I was super fortunate. I had family to come home to. I, you know, didn't have to worry about where I was going to live or money or children or anything like that. So I didn't know about Safe Futures when I was in the situation, but after living in this area for a little bit, I came to become familiar with them. And I wanted to kind of I wanted to do something with owning my own business and giving back to a charity. But weddings and domestic violence didn't really seem to go well together.
Maybe so, not the best pair.
Yeah, I didn't really, like, I couldn't really wrap my head around how to do that. So kind of once I had the idea to start shooting the Babe Festival stuff, I thought that worked well together. At least it was a little bit more on the whole empowering and helping and celebrating women aspect. So I just decided that 5% of proceeds from the shoots would go to Safe Futures. And even since then, we've gotten a little bit more involved with them. We host a table for their... They do one event per year called Light the Way breakfast. And so we host a table for that. And yeah, just it's been great to kind of get to know their organization a little bit better.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It's really nice that you give back that way.
Yeah. I think it's important. Yeah.
So in addition to all of that with the Babe Fest, right, you have a retreat coming up.
I do.
Big thing.
Big thing.
This is huge.
This is huge. This is one of those, like, you've had it in the back of your mind for years, but can't ever see how it would actually happen, things. And this year it is happening. So
what is it?
So it's going to be 6 days and 5 nights in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. It is going to include a Babe Festival shoot, which is just so fun. They're so fun. A reveal of your session. We're going to have a fitness coach, a nutrition coach, and a massage therapist. So you're coming and you're kind of like holistically really just spending some time and energy and money on yourself. The goal is to walk away just feeling like you know, we're just so inundated with like diet this and starve yourself that and whatever, like just so many bad things out there. And this is just meant to kind of like eat clean, eat whole, you know, get a massage, give yourself some self-care, some self-love. And, you know, women just typically have a hard time a lot of times investing in themselves in that way. So this is a really good excuse to do it. You're staying in a beautiful villa in a protected jungle. Or so I hear. By protected, I mean like, you know, like the animals are all there. Not like there's not people with machine guns walking around. Like,
well, that's good.
It's a reserve. It's a reserve. It's a better word. But yeah, that's awesome. That's April 29th to May 4th.
It's coming up.
It's coming up so soon.
Are there any spots still available?
There are. So we have 2 spots available right now. We can expand it if we want to. The villa has an option to add on some rooms. But we are definitely trying to keep it small. So as of right now, we have 2 spots available.
And if people want to get involved, how do they do that?
So they can either head to my Instagram. It's at the Babe Festival. The website is thebabefestival.com/retreat. Or just, you know, talk to me.
Can find you.
Can find me. Or Renee. She'll give you my number.
I will. I'll hook you up.
So the other thing you do is you take pictures at the gym.
Yes.
Which is it a big difference going from like taking wedding pictures or lifestyle?
Yeah.
Versus getting shots of people working out.
Yeah, there's a huge difference. Especially like compared to the Babe Fest, where I'm like constantly trying to make sure everyone, like, you know, I'm putting everything in place.
Yeah.
And then you're at the gym and like, I don't know, half the time I feel like people hate me.
They're like staring at you. Yeah, why is she photographing
me? But you do think it's super cool when your picture pops up on you know, the website.
Totally.
And stuff. So it's a necessary evil.
It's not an evil.
It's not an evil. It's not an evil. I shouldn't say that. But yes, it's for the greater good. But yeah, me and you are both, I think, very good about making sure people look good.
Yes.
We don't ever throw anyone under the bus.
Yes. Yeah. Try not to.
Yeah.
There might have been a few that have slipped through the cracks here and there, but we try to be pretty selective of the pictures that we
Well, it's just choose. Like I tell all my clients, any photo I show is because I think it's a great photo.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if it's on there, even if you don't love it, it's because other people love it. And love you.
All right, so where do you get your inspiration from? Social media, photographers, other professionals.
Yeah, this is really funny because inspiration's hard with social media. You can't really get sucked into like trying to do what other people are doing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you definitely like use Instagram as like a way to like push me to try new things and to stay on top of, you know, changing things up. In the beginning, I had some major like photographers that were super inspirational that still are to me. But kind of what I've noticed is I was most inspired by like the way that they treat people and act with their clients. You know, I watch a ton of educational videos and all of that stuff, and it's always like, again, just making that connection with people. My biggest photographer inspiration, I saw him the first year I was in business, and he made the statement that if you want to be a better photographer, be a better person. Or be a better human, is what he said. And I just thought that was so, I'm like, oh my God, that's so true. Like, you need to be a really good human to photograph people. So definitely other photographers. But I always tell people, like, be careful of the social media thing, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And we're all, like, only posting our best stuff, so
right.
you can't get too down on that. But
I think that's great advice regardless of what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Be a better human.
Be a better human.
That'll make everything better.
It's so, yeah.
It's
yeah.
so true.
It's yeah. so true. And it comes in, like, even my everyday life. I'm like, whatever, should I say this, do that, whatever? Like, no, just be a better human. Be a better human. And it, yeah, it makes life better.
So what about from a business standpoint? Because as you said from the beginning, like, business wasn't your, maybe not your thing. So, like, how did you make it a thing? Because you're successful and you had to figure that out.
Business and creatives just don't mix. It's it's really, really hard. Again, education. I really had to, like, educate myself on what the business side of things look like. Mm-hmm. Outsourcing has been huge. My weaknesses are accounting, things like that. I've had an accountant since day one. Kind of like knowing your strengths and your weaknesses. And but I would say, like, owning your business is like 10% of what you're doing and 90% business. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you don't like it, if you don't like sales, whatever it is, like, just get used to it, because
it's there
and it's not going away.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to figure that stuff out, right? Otherwise, your passion it's not going to go very far.
Yeah, right? It's not going to go very far. Yeah. And again, like, that fear, like, you just have to get past the fear of, like, charging people or asking for money, or else you're just never going to support you. You know, you're never going to be able to achieve, like, the things you want to achieve. Mm-hmm. Like, I love going to workshops and all of that, but it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's like, unless you're, like, having people pay you, you're just not able to do it, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to get used to it.
Well, and you're providing, an incredible service that people value a lot. Right?
Yeah.
So
that's hard to realize, though. Like, when you're a creative, I think.
Sure.
And, like, you know that, but especially when you're, like, insecure or whatever, you're always, like, in the back of your mind, like, oh, are they just asking me because they think it'll be a good deal or it'll be cheap, whatever it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's a hard thing to wrap around. But yeah, eventually you get better at it.
So I'm guessing that your answer about being a better person is going to kind of lead into this. But what do you think about, like, what your vision for or your core values for Love Sunday Photography are? And I don't mean, like, you know, integrity or, like, mm-hmm. those kind of buzzwords.
Yeah.
But, like, what makes Love Sunday unique?
Yeah, definitely that. Definitely the being a better human. You know, I think I'm a very empathetic person. So almost to a fault. Sometimes I can kind of feel how people are feeling and constantly putting myself in their place. So, like, weddings, I can tell when people are tense, when the moments get a little stressed, when, you know, I should back off or I should help or, you know, whatever the situation is. But yeah, I think just being a good person has kind of differentiated. I'm fortunate. I am in, like, a circle of photographers in our area that we are really good friends, and they're also amazing people, like your wedding photographer. Me and Jen are very close.
They're great.
Yeah, yeah. They're fantastic. So I think I'm fortunate we have each other to kind of, I don't know, we work very similarly, but there are definitely photographers out there that are just bad people. Like, they're, and you can't understand how someone could, I don't know, kind of, like, act that way. Like, there are photographers that is in their contract, they will, you know, take themselves off of a wedding if another wedding comes along that they, like, fits their styles better or is being shot in a great location, or, you know, I don't know, like, it's wild. Wow. Out there. Yeah, it's that. Yeah, it's crazy. So I think you try to communicate from any prospective clients, like, I'm here for you. Mm-hmm. And you are a priority to me. My business isn't my priority right now. Like, you guys are, your day is, it's about you. So, yeah, I think that's kind of, like, a big part of my business. I can't remember the word I was looking for there. But what word did you use?
Core values.
Core values. Yes.
That's vision.
My vision. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's part of my core value.
What makes you unique?
Yes, that's that.
Well, and I think people get that vibe from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a good human.
I try to be a good human.
and working with you and the few shoots that I've had with you, you give off that vibe, you know, like you make it comfortable. You are professional, but you also want the client to feel good about what they're doing.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah, I do.
I'm glad to hear that feedback.
No problem.
I'm curious how do people typically find you? Like, how do prospective clients? Is it mostly referrals or like social media?
I would say a lot of word of mouth and a lot of Instagram. As Instagram's just been huge for business lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if anyone's out there not on Instagram, like, just get used to it. It's definitely the new way people are searching for things.
Well, especially as a photographer, it's so visual, right?
It's super visual. Yeah.
You can highlight your business.
It's like a mini website. Yeah. It's like having a website. Yeah. Yeah, and word of mouth is huge too. I'd say Google's probably in there somewhere, but not that much.
So, what's next for Love Sunday? What are some goals you have for 2020?
So I was trying to think about this, and I think I want to just kind of continue to like hone my business into the way I want it to be. I think that making the Babe Fest bigger is going to be huge. I'm not 100% sure on what that looks like, whether it's like having other people photograph with me so I can take on more clients. But I just think it's providing a service for women that is doing great things, and I would love to expand that as much as possible. And yeah, just continue to kind of shoot the weddings that, again, I fit in really well with the clients and the families. Yeah.
I think, the Babe Festival, it's so unique.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
It seems like there's got to be a ton of, like, wedding photographers out
there. Yeah, oh, yeah.
But the Babe Festival is something that really, like, differentiates you from other people there. So I totally see that.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it's definitely something different for this area, for sure. And, you know, more and more people will start doing stuff like that. But, again, that's fine. I don't know, I like the whole Safe Futures aspect of it, and really connecting with my clients. Like, people can't just book me, come up, pay the money, and leave. Like, I have to have a phone call with everyone before they do a session, figure out why they're doing the session, what they're trying to get out of it, and then we even talk about, like, after the session, you know, what life will look like for them. So it's really, it's a lot bigger than just, like, a photo shoot.
Yeah.
Ladies that I've talked to who have done babe shoots with you, it's not just about those awesome photos that they're getting. It's like this experience that they've had with you, and it's just like you were saying before, it's so empowering, and they're feeling like a new woman afterwards because of that experience that you've given them, you know. And you know, you can't just do that with anybody, right? Like, it takes a special person in order to have that effect on somebody, and you're doing that for them and helping them feel that certain way.
Thanks. Yeah, that's definitely the coolest part of it, is watching them afterwards. And, like, when someone posts a picture of themselves and, like, 300 people comment on it, and it's not about the picture, it's about they're so excited to see them, like, sharing a photo of themselves, you know? And then that's just the coolest thing. And then, like, you always have that to look back on. Like, you're having a crappy day, and you go back and look at that photo and see how many people, like, love you and, you know, want to celebrate you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
So where can people find you?
So they can find me at the gym.
So that's a good
just
start.
Just kidding.
At CrossFit Angus. At the 3:30 class usually.
Probably about 15 minutes late. Yeah. It's been better. It's like 7 minutes. No, they can find me at Instagram. So I have my Instagram handles at Love Sunday Photo, at the Babe Festival. My personal one is at Amy Mello, but that one's boring.
You post on that like twice a year.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, that's where I am. My website, I guess, is lovesundayphoto.com.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
Again.
For the second time.
This is so fun.
On our first edition of Outside the Box.
Outside the Box. I love it.
You're helping us kick off a new segment.
That's so cool.
For CrossFit Angus.
Thanks for having me.
So thank you.
Awesome.
All right.
And thanks to everyone for listening. I don't know how we should wrap this up. I didn't think it through. It's not the same.
See what happens when I come on. It's all crazy.
We'll talk to everyone next time.
Yeah, we'll see you on another episode.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.